Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And good morning once again. Welcome in. Don't forget, this is a spring forward one-hour night coming up tonight or early tomorrow morning. You don't want to mess up the timing on your trip for tomorrow. Make sure you move that clock ahead 1 hour. All right, we got more fishing reports coming up. We're going to get to some of your text messages. We're talking about the use of a hog toxicant. EPA is working to get it approved. We're asking you, would you use it on your farm, your hunting lease, or your property to help eradicate the hogs? Of course, it's always better to put them into, the economy for food banks. And Hunters for the Hungry has a program where they've got processors who will take them in and butcher them for you and give them to the needy, donate it, and no charge to the hunter for doing it. They pick up the cost of it. So if you want to do that, just check them out. It's H4H.org, Hunters for the Hungry. All right, got some events coming up. The Louisiana Sportsman Show, big event coming up to Lamar Dixon up in Gonzales. We've got some of our friends are going to be there. The Louisiana Land Bank representatives will be there. You can meet Clay Hebert and Randy Richard, Jess Cook, Marcel Parker, Patrick Harrison, and Rusty Jenkins. They are sponsoring the Big Buck Contest. It kind of went away for a while, but it's back this year, so if you want to enter your Big Buck, do that. And remember, Louisiana Land Bank, they're financing all things country, from tractors to four-wheelers, home sites to farm, and from 10 acres to thousands of acres. Check them out. They're going to booth number 2230 at the Louisiana Sportsman Show. On the 25th, that's in 2 weeks, we're going to be broadcasting this program at Scott's Marine, Highway 98 in Alberta, Alabama. Lucio Orfanello, who's the owner, they've got a big celebration going on with their boat lines. They got special deals. We got a special guest going to be giving us some fishing reports. Charter captain over there in the Mobile area, Patrick Garmison's his name. He's uglyfishing.com. We'll talk to him and get a report for you there. Hopefully some of you Alabama listeners come out there and talk and register for some of the free prizes. I'm going to have prizes there like Uncle Larry's gumbo products, my official, that's O-F-I-S-H-A-L, fishing hats we'll give away, some St. Hubert's prints, and there's going to be lots of prizes and food and celebration going on. Yes, we'll be there at 5 a.m. till 7, and then come see us after that if you don't get up that early or make it over there. That's at Scott's Marine, Highway 98 in Alberta, Alabama. Now, next Saturday, 1 week from today, we're going to be at Marsh and Bayou Outfitters Spring Fling. They're on Florida Street, which is also Highway 190 in Mandeville. I'll be there doing this show from 5 to 7. We're going to have Chef Philippe out there doing a book signing of Can't Beat 'Em, Eat 'Em. Longtime friend of mine, Forrest Green's going to be there talking about his Mr. Green crappie or sockeye baits. Also going to have other things going on out there, too. Some special representatives from Shimano. Jordan Lane's going to be there. Cito will be there with questions and answers. A whiskey tasting. That might not go good at 5 to 7, but later in the day, Tin Cup Whiskey is going to be there. Also, the folks from VersaMax Corks. Chaz Champagne with his popular Matrix Shad. We're going to talk with Captain Rich McCloskey, Blue Line Charter Service. He's giving a seminar. Jeff Brule, our freshwater field report. I would think Jeff is going to come out there and probably do his report on location with us. There's going to be coffee and donuts early and also some food later in the day. It's a spring fling, and they've got a spring fling bass thing. It's a kayak tournament. My friends at the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club and Marsh and Bayou Outfitters, you can register for it if you want to fish it at tourneyx.com. That's tourneyx.com. So hopefully you'll get out there. I love going out and meeting some of our listeners, and you can put the names with the faces and get to meet and register for prizes and have fun. Hey, they're going to have super deals, too. They're cutting prices on fishing tackle, and over at Scott's Marine in Alabama got a big deal on boats, and we'll talk more about some of the discounts you can get there. All right, it's time for a quick break. When we come back, Mike Gallo's sitting there waiting for us to call him and get his information about fishing in the Lake Catherine, Lake Bourne, Lake Pontchartrain, and Biloxi Marsh areas. That's where he goes. We'll be right back after this to do it on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
And the Barn on the Bayou Report with Captain Mike is a presentation of CETO, and you can meet them over at Marsh and Bayou while we do the show over there next week in person. If you got any questions, you can sign you up for that $199 a year membership, get you unlimited fuel drop-offs, jumpstart your electrical problems, whatever it takes, they'll tow you in. No matter how far and how long the trip takes, they'll get you back to the dock with safe and peace of mind. It's all for you and your loved ones, and you want to get signed up, see Captain Chris next week, or you can call him at 504-301-4545, or one simple click to CETO.com will get it done. Captain Mike Gallo joins us now. Mike, how was your week of fishing? What you doing this weekend, and what advice can you give to the anglers?
Well, Don, I tell you, we had some pretty good weather this week. It was certainly good to see no rain and no wind, at least for a short period of time. And caught fish in lots of areas. The Four Horsemen style popping cork with a live shrimp worked really well in the lakes, Lake Catherine, along the perimeter of Lake Bourne. Did well that type of technique. You want to look for mullets. And the fish are kind of scattered, so you may have to drift an area several times to put a decent amount together. But I also found fish in some of the deeper passes where we simply anchored up and did the same thing, live shrimp on the bottom. If you know areas where there's a good shell bottom, those are great areas to stage up current on, cast your line up current and let that current float that shrimp across those shells. And that's been very productive as well. That's the bad part. It's a transition time of year, so the fish are kind of a little bit everywhere, not really stacked up in any one area. I found myself moving sometimes 6 or 8 times a day. Practice the old, if you don't find them in 15 minutes, move. Sometimes I'm only moving 100 yards, or maybe the opposite side of the bayou and fish the same shell reef, just on a different side of the bayou. So lots of fish, decent size, water's cleaning up daily. Hopefully we don't have too much wind tomorrow and get the water stirred up again. But it's shaping up to be an early spring. I imagine if we stay on this warming trend, it won't be too much longer. We'll start to see eggs and trout, and that'll really kick things off.
No doubt. Mike, what about the availability of shrimp around your area? How are the marinas stacked up for shrimp?
Seems like most of the marinas are having live shrimp. I get my shrimp from Wrigley's Marina. They're much closer to me than anybody else. I went there yesterday afternoon, and their tanks were full of nice-sized shrimp. You know, perfect. I like about a 3-inch shrimp when it comes to fishing live bait. I don't want them too big. Takes too long for the fish to actually get it in his mouth far enough where you can hook them. And if they're too small, then it's easy to sling them off the hook, or they'll die when you do hook them. So 2.5 to 3.5 inches seems to be a perfect for me anyway.
Mike, are you an under the horn hooker or in the body or tail hooker?
Well, I actually do both. When I pick the shrimp up, I sort of feel his shell. And if his shell is nice and firm, I'll hook him through the horn. Usually around the full moon, they start to shed their shells more frequently. And if they feel soft, I'll hook them through the second section of the tail. And that way I feel like I'm getting in a little more flesh and it not sling off quite so easy. Every once in a while, regardless if the shrimp are firm or soft, hooking in the horn will work better than in the tail, or hooking the tail will work better than the horn. So if you got several people fishing, swap up how you hook them, because every once in a while, one way will be preferred.
Yeah, I've done it both ways. As far as fishing under a cork or fishing on the bottom with a leader and a weight, a sinker, do you hook the shrimp differently fishing under a cork as opposed to on the bottom?
Nope, I still hook them in the horn or in the tail, depending on how the shrimp feels or if I figure out that the fish want them a certain way. Most of the time, through the horn is the way to go.
Mike, a lot of times when you can't get shrimp, cockahoes are available. Do you ever use cockahoe minnows?
We use cockahoes on occasion. The fish around the Wrigley's area don't seem to like cockahoes, which is kind of strange because everywhere else trout love cockahoes. But around here, they're just not favored. I'll take them for sure if I have children. Redfish will gobble them up. That's not a problem. Flounder will certainly eat them. But the trout don't seem to really go after them in this area as they do in other areas.
Yeah, that's a very strange situation, but it's always been that way. What about other live bait besides those? Have you ever tried anything? I know some people sometimes will put crawfish on there.
Well, if you remember years ago when you and I fished by the rapids, you remember that episode we did?
Whitewater trout,
Yeah, some of those trout had crawfish in them when I cleaned them. I've never used crawfish intentionally, but I have seen them in, you know, the trout bellies when I clean them. Obviously, if you have a cast net and you can catch pogies, pogies are a great bait. They work really well.
Yeah, they certainly do. Also, if you can get them small, the little mullets are good too. But as far as the crawfish, no, those are for me. That's not for the fish, you know?
Yeah, if my wife found out I fished crawfish, she'd probably be mad at me.
Mike, if somebody wants to have some fun and get over there and check into the Spots and Dots Lake House Lodge and then jump in your boat, catch some fish, come back, you clean them and pass them off with some shrimp, some fish, tell them how to get you.
We are booking trips on a regular basis, so call and get yourself a spot in my appointment book. You can find me at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. My website is AAofLA.com. We're on Facebook at Angling Adventures of Louisiana. And the reliable telephone, 985-781-7811.
And we love having you, Mike. Take care, my friend. We'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds good, Don. I'll talk to you then.
All right, Captain Mike Gallo, we call him Born on the Bayou. Coming up next, it's Paddler's Report, Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club in Mass. He's presented. Brendan Bayard is the reporter. He is next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Put that song just for this Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club presentation by Massey's. It's our Paddler's Report with Brendan Bayard. You're going to find Massey's, by the way, at locations in the mid-city of New Orleans, Baton Rouge, and also one in Covington. You're going to see best kayak fishing models, Hobies, Jackson Kayak, Native Watercraft. And you can visit their website for products and also check out those demo days. Just recently had one. That's at MasseyOutfitters.com. You'll also find them on Facebook, and they are the sponsor of Boats on the Bayou at the March 25th City Park Big Bass Rodeo. Brendan Bayard joins us now, and Brendan, talk about this Hobie BOS in Shreveport. It's going on today, huh?
Yes, sir. This is the kind of the biggest tournament series that's going on right now in the country, and we're lucky enough to have a stop here in Louisiana. We have several kayak fishermen from the Bayou Coast Club participating in that. It's a two-day event. A lot of the guys have been down there pre-fishing almost all week. And, you know, it takes a lot of time to commit to these kind of tournaments because they are very big tournaments. You know, you're talking about a field of maybe 250 people. Everybody's paying $300 to enter. You know, you're fishing over the course of 2 days. So a cumulative aggregate of your five fish totals from both days go into to crown a champion after a two-day fishing tournament. So today is that first day, and they're able to fish Lake Caddo or Lake Bissonnoe today. And those are both in the Shreveport area. Some big bass are being caught. And I'm looking forward to seeing what those guys do. I think we have some locals here that are on some pretty nice fish, and I'm wishing them well.
Yeah, Brendan, you know, I've been getting reports from – you've seen them. They're breaking records up at Bussy Lake and Caney Lake in North Louisiana, and that's on more the eastern side of the state, northeast. But over there in the northwest, I would assume that the conditions are probably similar over there, and they've been catching some big bass. So I'm like you. I'm looking for some big fish in there. What do you know about fishing Caddo and Bissonnoe? Have you been up there?
Yeah, a lot of the guys are fishing shallow. They're fishing the trees right now. You know, I've heard that chatterbaits and buzzbaits are doing the trick right now. You know, also probably punching football jigs into right on the edge of trees right now is probably producing pretty good as well. But, you know, you're talking about guys catching some plenty of 5-pound fish. You know, even I've heard of a few 10-pound fish being caught during pre-fishing. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what's coming out of there on this tournament. We should have some really record-breaking fish being caught.
Brendan, is it run similar to Bassmaster style where you bring in the fish and then they're live released? It's not a catch, photo, and release tournament, is it?
It is actually a catch, photo, and release. Okay. It's all choreographed on Tourney X app, which is kind of like the way that most of these tournaments go. It'd just be too complicated to have an aerator on the back of a kayak and holding five bass, potentially five big bass, to really move your kayak with that much weight and then transfer those fish in the back of a car. And I've seen tournaments run that way before with redfish, but that's only two fish. Five big bass, you'd probably need oxygen tanks and all kinds of crazy stuff to really make that work. So we're not quite there yet, but it's a pretty good format. And, you know, everybody has an approved measuring device that are, you know, there's only a certain ones that are allowed. The app, you can track as people upload fish throughout the day. Some people have a strategy of sandbagging, where they don't upload their fish till there's a kind of a close period at the end of the day because they don't want their fellow anglers to see. But then at the same time, you run a risk of being in a dead zone where you're not able to upload your fish. So that's myself, I just like to get it out of the way, upload it, and let the cards fall where they may, no matter what you're showing your fellow competitors.
Brendan, I'm glad to see this is really catching on, and I think it will continue to do that because, you know, they've got the Bassmaster, and, you know, they've got a way that the amateurs can qualify. But, I mean, you still need sponsorship and a big investment in doing that. Kayaks is different, you know. Anybody can get into it. It's very, very affordable, and I think this is really going to grow. Do you know what the prize structure is for this one?
Yeah, I think they pay probably the top 10 in the field, if not 20. You're talking about prizes in the amounts of, you know, $7,000 for the winner down to maybe the fifth place guy is getting, you know, $2,000. So there's a lot of money to be had in these tournaments. Definitely ways to justify the effort that's put into this kind of tournament. A lot of these guys are almost semi-professional people that travel around the country and fish a lot of these tournaments. You'll see familiar names in this series winning all over the country, guys that really put in the time and have really taken bass fishing to that elite performance level that most pros would spend, you know, time on the water doing. So these guys are getting really good. They're qualifying for the Bassmaster Classic kayak series that's happening over the last couple of years. So there's a whole lot going on in the bass world.
Do you see Brendan Bayard entering that?
Yeah, you know, I'm doing a home renovation right now, which has kind of got me to the gills in busyness over the weekends and stuff, meeting with, contractors and stuff over here. But, you know, one of these days, you know, I'd love to get the me and the kids out there and fishing some of these tournaments. Maybe when they go to college, Dad will sneak out and start doing all these bass fishing tournaments.
Oh, yeah. Or when they graduate, they get a nice high-paying job, and they just send that check to Dad every month. You know, you can walk
yeah, right.
the box. Yeah, hold your breath for it. Brendan, thanks so much for the report. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to mention we went down saltwater fishing this weekend. It was really tough. There was a lot of dirty water. It was really low. We managed to eke out some fish, but, man, it was the toughest it's been in a while. So, you know, it's not always easy, but it was fun.
Well, you're not alone. A lot of people had problems this week. Brendan, thanks again. We'll catch up with you next time.
All right. Take care, Don.
All righty. And we'll be back with our Bad Boy and Girl feature right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, following up on our text messages about the poisoning with a toxicant of hogs, Alvin told us earlier that Australian European rabbits are out of control because they can't be consumed by humans. And he texted back in, I want to thank you for that, and he says the reason is they developed the government in Australia developed viruses that was supposed to only kill rabbits, but they developed an immunity. So with that virus, I guess they became inedible for the public. All right, we also have Ray Ray checking in from Lacombe. Him and Travis were running jug lines for catfish. They caught a long-nosed gar they estimate to be 5 foot long. Should we have kept it for a record? Well, I'll tell you, the top fish in that category, which is the Louisiana Outdoor Writers Association records, or official state records, Cody Broussard, 30.88, caught it in Bayou Benoit. That probably a five-footer. I don't know. There's probably a chart by species where you convert length to weight, but the records are not by length. They're by weight. So I don't know what a five-foot long-nosed gar would weigh. It's a pretty big long nose. The number four was 16.04, and coincidentally, it was caught just about a year ago, April of 2022. Guess where, Ray-Ray? Bayou Lacombe. Maybe it's the one you caught. He might have released it. Anyway, it's too late now. You got for a record, you got to get the proper paperwork done and witnesses and a state-inspected scale. All right, we got some more texts coming in. I apologize if I don't get to yours. We got a lot of them come in. We don't get a chance to do them all. But we're going to pause 10 seconds right now. When we come back, we're going to talk to you about a deer hunting date gone bad. It's our bad boy and girl of the outdoors. Next, right after we pause 10 seconds for our local stations to tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Dateline Sulphur, Louisiana, February 11th, 2023. Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery agents Lieutenant Bo Robertson, Sergeant Justin Lowry, and Sergeant Anthony Verrett began investigating a case after learning about two subjects illegally trespassing on private property to hunt deer. They learned that Michael Spell killed 3 antler deer during the 2023 season and did not validate any deer from that property. Spell also admitted to taking another antler deer on the Tensaw Wildlife Management Area. Spell didn't tag or validate any of the 4 deer he harvested, and he was only allowed to take 3 for the season in that area. Upon further review, the agents discovered Spell had taken young Brittany Pratt on a deer hunting date on that same property last fall, and she was cited for killing a deer without basic and deer hunting licenses and also failure to tag or validate the deer. Talk about a date gone bad. Agents cited Spell for 4 counts of failing to tag deer, 4 counts of failing to validate deer harvest, and taking over the seasonal limit of deer. And I'm pretty sure, much to his dismay, they seized his 3 sets of pretty nice antlers. Now, our female player is looking at $800 in criminal fines and another $1,624 worth of civil restitution for the value of her illegally taken deer, while her boyfriend is facing fines of up to $2,600 plus a possible 90 days in jail and a whopping $7,724 in civil restitution. From Lake Charles, 26-year-old Brittany Pratt and 33-year-old Matthew Joseph Spell are bad girl and bad boy of the outdoors. Yeah, we're getting more and more of those bad girls. Never used to get them, but the more they get into hunting and fishing, I guess the more they go bad. All right, we do that every week. I never run out of them. They provide me a lot of show material. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. It's time for the Plastic Man. He's down there in Plaquemines Parish at the Cajun Fishing Adventures. He chases redfish, speckled trout, ducks, doves, has a place in Mexico called Nolejase. And he's also been a field reporter with us for a long, long time. He's got some good info. He'll share it with us right after this on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And the Plastic Man is none other than Captain Ryan Lambert of Cajun Fishing Adventures. Ryan, we're talking about the EPA trying to approve this sodium nitrate bait that will eradicate wild and feral hogs. You know, it's unbelievable how hogs can survive in almost any habitat. I mean, I've seen them down there with you in that marsh, living in that rugged marsh like that. They can survive. How bad is the problem down there in the marsh?
Well, we like the problem because it gives us something to do, and we eat
like them. You have nothing else to do, right? That's a playground down there.
Yeah, the boys love going to shoot them with the thermals and stuff. You know, where there's crops and where there's people that's deer hunting and all, the only way to kill them is going to be to poison them because, look, we got a quarter mile of land down here, and they hunt them 24 hours a day with dogs, knives, bows, tower boats, air boats, you name it, and they can't kill them all.
Yeah, don't forget helicopters in Texas.
I mean, everything. And they cannot kill them off in a quarter mile of land. Guess what? If you got big land, you better poison them because that's the only way you're getting rid of them.
Well, I'm going to have to do some research on the poison. It's a sodium nitrate, which pretty much is salt. But I think I heard testimony given by the wildlife and fishery veterinarian, Dr. Jim LaCour. He mentioned warfarin, and that's the active poison that's in rodent poison. So I don't know if that was part of it or exactly what's in it.
Well, I read about it, and it's going to kill them really quick. And they'll just go off and die, and I think after that, whatever eats them is not going to die. So,
yeah, it does. It's not bioaccumulative, is what they call that, like mercury. That
wow, watch your mouth.
Yeah, but but it just seems wasteful. You know that there's so much of that good meat just going to waste.
Oh, I know, and it's good to eat. You know, everybody, even the big boys, people don't. You know, they got this thing off at the border, just let it lay, but. You know what? You go out there and cut the back straps out at least. I mean, good grief.
I
like the meat. Yeah, I mean, it's good meat. And when you make it with sausage or mix it with your deer, I mean, it's great. I mean, I've eaten it all my life. So, like you said, I think it's a waste too. So maybe they're not going to poison them everywhere. Who knows? You know, you just don't ever know what people are going to do. But, I picked blackberries yesterday, buddy. I have never
We were talking about you. I was up on the turkey hunting property, and up there they're just starting to flower. I haven't got any berries yet, and we were talking about
I the actually,
down there, and I was telling him how big and juicy they are in Plaquemines. It's because of that soil you got down there.
Yeah. I ate blackberries yesterday, March 10th. I have never in my life seen blackberries that early. I mean, that's weird. And then Miss Carmen's ducks all came back on the full moon. I tell you what, everything just changed on this full moon like that. She got 100 ducks sitting in the yard now. She's happy.
Yeah. We've had a big, just this week, you know, a lot of the wisterias blooming now and a lot of the dogwoods and all that stuff. Yeah, it's on the verge.
So the trout will come out their winter haunts right now. In fact, they already started. They came a little early. They're starting to move. So they'll be getting around now. Since that full moon, they'll start coming out the winter haunts, and they'll start heading for the bays. And before long, you know, they'll be out on the oyster reefs here like next week. So things are changing. It's good. You know, the boys are catching a lot of redfish and sheepheads and black drum and some trout. And, you know, Ty was back in at 10 yesterday. The guy says, enough.
So,
yeah, and the day before that, him and Cody just got together on a point, and they just sat there for 2 hours just solid catching fish. You know, just fish are biting really well right now.
Yeah.
Well, the river's going to be 12-2. Yeah, the river will be 12-2 on the 23rd, and then it'll start falling out. It's going to fall 3 foot. So things are really looking up. It's going to be a great springtime.
Yeah. Well, let's hope for a summer of the old days where we get steady, light southeast winds, you know, and little showers to cool things off, and a river that doesn't flood us out, and, man, we'll be in good shape.
Yeah, I tell you what, I don't know if I could take all that good stuff.
Well, save me some blackberries if you can. I love blackberries, especially the ones.
Yeah, me
there.
Too. We had a chef made blackberry something last night, some turnovers or something. Oh, my gosh. It was good.
Man, you got like a 5-star restaurant down there, man. You got some.
Yeah, I mean, I have a new chef. Have you met the new chef?
No, I have not.
Yeah, he's been here a while. Oh, my gosh. He's doing a great job. I mean, everybody's loving it. Yeah, it's the dining experience to go with the great fish. And so now it's all the way around. I mean, it's a well-rounded machine we got over here now. So I'm happy.
Yep. It's a great place, and it's a big playground with all you got going on down there. You've been blessed.
For sure, buddy. For sure.
All right. Well, you've been through some tough times, too.
I ain't scared.
You can't be if you operate down in Black Owens Parish. You can't go down there scared.
You can't be scared. That's for sure. Something's coming to get you, whether it be an oil spill or a hurricane or
gator
something.
Or who COVID. Knows what. Well, look, keep trying to have fun. In the meantime, somebody wants to get you, give them that website and phone number.
Yeah, they can go to CajunFishingAdventures.com. We've got a brand-new website up for them, or they can just call me direct at 504-559-5111.
Sounds good, my friend. Have fun, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Go get in that boat and do an eco tour for Tulane students today.
That should be fun. A lot of birds in right now. All right. See you next time.
Bye, buddy.
There he goes, 1 foot in the boat, hand on the phone. All right, we come back after this, going to catch up on our text messages and kind of put a wrap on it, tell you what's coming up next week right after this time out. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, getting to our text messages, we've got our friend in Alabama, David Hubble. He wants to know what else is in there besides sodium nitrate. It's a preservative, sodium nitrate is. That's in small amounts like curing meat. Yeah, basically it's a salt. He says it's linked to heart disease and diabetes. How long does it take? How many doses? He would be hesitant to use it without more information on all ingredients, but prefers something specifically targeted bullets and trapping. You don't have any collateral damage to other wildlife. That's the thoughts of our friend David Hubble. I'm going to have to do some more research and talk to Dr. Jim LaCour and find out exactly what the ingredients are in it. I'm sure since it's experimental, they may be trying several different versions of it. Not really sure. Here's a question. Do you have to get a fishing license if you go on a day charter? Is there a one-day pass? There is a charter boat license. I want to say it's $10, maybe $15, and I think it's a three-day license, but you have to be with a licensed charter captain, and that's for non-residents or residents. Let's see. We got this one. Curtis says he's been listening for 20 years. Looking forward to seeing you at Marsh and Bayou. He's going to be there in Mandeville. Oh, I hope all of you come out there. Marsh and Bayou next week. That's on Florida Street, also known as Highway 190 in Mandeville. They got a spring fling going on. Here's one that says, I need to get one of those St. Hubert prints. Well, if you want to order one, you go to my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, and just look in the outdoor mall section and all the instructions there how to order it. Now, we'll be giving some of those away at both Marsh and Bayou and Scott's Marine over the next 2 weeks. If you want to take a chance, it'll be some draw prizes there. All right, let's see. We got a crawfish ball going on at the University of Holy Cross on the West Bank. Speaking of crawfish competition, I'm going to be participating in several of them in the upcoming weeks, and I'll tell you about that. We're hearing from my friend John with the Convent Hunting Club. 2 weeks since the rabbit season's over, they're letting the hounds get some rest, but it's perfect weather to run them. They need some rest every weekend. They run from October 1st to the end of February. They trade in their shotguns for fishing poles. I had a 4-year-old on Blind River, and he was on Clyde now. And that's what you call the making of a sportsman, John, and good for you. Take your children, your grandchildren, the ones you love. Take them out fishing and hunting, and, you know, it forms a bond and gives you an excuse to spend time together. All right, upcoming next week, don't forget, I'm going to be at Marsh and Bayou. We'll start this show at 5 a.m. to 7. They can open the doors and have some free coffee and donuts for you. All kind of sales going on, special presentations by a longtime fisherman from the Bayou Lacombe area, Forest Green. Jeff Brule's going to be there, doing a little seminar. He's our freshwater fishing reporter. Chef Philippe Perrault, looking forward to see Chef out there. He's going to be signing some books, the Can't Beat 'Em, Eat 'Em book. Got a Matrix Shad sale going on with Shad Champagne. Versamax folks will be out there. A whiskey tasting with 10 Cup Whiskey. That'll get you started on a Saturday morning. Jordan Lane with Shimano Fishing USA is going to be there. Also, CETO representative to answer any questions you might have. And don't forget, check out TourneyX.com. Brendan Bayard was talking about that earlier. That's how you can register for some of these catch, photo, and release tournaments. They're calling this a spring fling bass thing. It's sponsored by the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club and Marsh and Bayou Outfitters. So if you can make it by, come on. The following week, 2 weeks from today, I'll be in Alabama, Elberta, Alabama, at Scott's Marine on Highway 98. Got a big boat sale on Trackers and Nitro, Mako, Tahoe. Also got some off-roads and side-by-sides, four-wheelers, just about anything you need to enjoy the great outdoors. The open house sale actually starts on Wednesday and runs all the way through Saturday. Free food, door prizes. I'll have some Uncle Larry's samples there, some St. Hubert's prints, some of my official listener fishing caps, and they've got some gift cards from Tracker Boats and also Nitro Boats. Come by and see us. That's at Scott's Marine on Saturday, March the 25th, Highway 98 in Elberta. And by the way, we don't get a whole lot. We get a few fishing reports from the Mobile area and some of the rivers there. But Captain Patrick Gameson, he's an inshore guide, and he operates uglyfishing.com charters, and we're going to be chatting with him and getting some rundown on the fishing that's going on there. So we got lots coming up. Glad you decided to join us, and hope you'll be with us each and every week. Love for you to come on out to some of these events and celebrate with us. Now the weather's getting good. We're on the verge of spring. And by the way, do not forget spring forward. You got to move that clock up. Do it late tonight or early tomorrow morning, because if you don't and you got plans, you could get messed up on your timing. So that's about going to wrap it up. We'll be back next week with all our staff of field reporters giving you all the fishing information. I want to talk a little bit about turkeys next week. Are y'all scouting for your turkeys? What are you finding? Do you see a lot of them, and do you anticipate a good season? They are gobbling, I can tell you that, but hopefully they'll still keep gobbling by the time the season opens. Unfortunately, we, like other states, they've got our season pushed back so far, we actually miss a lot of the gobbling part. But that's an effort to restore a population which in some areas probably needs it and others probably do not. All right, again, thanks for joining us. And 504-260-1870, do not forget that number. Now, I can't take photographs there. You need to send those to me on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. And, you know, if you want to text me, you got to do it during 5 to 7 on Saturday, because I do not monitor it other than that. But they come right in here to the studio. All right, I want to remind you, this broadcast has been a special presentation solely for the entertainment of our listening audience and cannot be rebroadcast without the express written consent of these stations, the FCC, the DOJ, the FBI, the EPA, the NFL, well, maybe not the NFL, but definitely our engineer, Cullen Steele, and me. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you again. Well, we won't see you unless you come out to see us, but you can hear us again next Saturday morning and every Saturday, 5 to 7 a.m. on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.